The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I always come in here ready and excited to talk to you about something that we planned out, but I forgot what it was. Hey, welcome to Wednesday. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And the worst part is that Anthony and I had come up with this idea, and he was like, yeah. And I came in today. I was like, what was it? And he's like, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Stoner brain.
Okay. No, I think Dana's just, I don't remember what Dana was talking about at all.
Because we both
I don't
forgot.
Remember the conversation. No, I feel like you're trying to rope me into your forgetfulness. Maybe you had this conversation with somebody else.
Anthony,
I don't remember. The only conversation I remember you had with me yesterday is about the girl in Vegas. I will leave it at that.
One you hooked up with?
Okay, when I said we'll leave it at that.
The one that got a new profession?
Yeah.
Which is way more interesting than anything she was doing before.
You're making her to sound like a stripper now.
She's not a stripper.
Unless you were talking about that, I don't know what you were talking about, dude.
There was something else. Exactly. Neither one of us remembers. And forgetfulness can happen to anybody at any age, even children. And the reason why is, number one, stress. Number two, forms of depression. And number three, lack of sleep.
Are you giving us an analytical breakdown of why you forgot what you were going to talk about?
I forget things all the time.
Everyone does, Dana. We're busy.
That's what it is. Lack of sleep and just stress.
Yeah, of those three.
And allergies.
Of those three, you should chalk it to lack of sleep. And me, on the other hand, I'll chalk it to thinking about a stripper now. That's all my mind.
I thought your mind just wandered. It wandered to the pole.
Like I said, the most interesting thing.
All right, National Day, Anthony.
All right, let's go to start with National Deep Dish Pizza Day.
I like that you said deep ditch. Deep Ditch Pizza.
I love deep dish.
Remember the little pan?
Shout out to Chicago. That's the only place you should get deep dish.
Personal pan pizzas from Pizza Hut.
Oh, the Pizza Hut ones?
Come on.
And you would get them if you were in reading club or something.
And you read a lot of books.
You would get a little certificate to turn in for that.
We also have National Walking Day. So after that deep dish pizza, you want to get a little
walk. Over walk.
We walk every day, just about. Most people do.
Athletic walk.
America's
if you want to call it that.
Yeah, what is that, dude?
It's a wog.
We call it a wog. It's a wog jog.
All right. Let's go to wrap it up on the start of Passover is today.
Anthony, can you please explain to us what Passover is for anyone who doesn't know?
Passover is a Jewish holiday, and it kicks off the start of the Jewish Holy Week. So,
which makes sense. I mean, this
because it all lines up
Easter
with Catholicism
week.
And Easter. Yes.
Well, it's all connected. It's all the same God, right? Is that true? I don't know. I mean, I'm gonna make somebody mad. I better watch out.
I'm not a theologian, but I think you're right.
All right, no meat on Friday, Passover, and we're back to debauchery on Sunday.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Abraham Bravo Segura has been charged with kidnapping after deputies saved a woman he'd held captive for 4 years inside a locked trailer in Houston, Texas. This is my greatest fear. I mean it. As a woman, I know other women think exactly like I do. We have to move different in life. Even going for a run or a walk, I'm constantly looking around, trying to figure out, is someone coming after me?
The other day, we were walking, and I made the mistake of running in front of Dana and not
left
running.
Left me behind.
And some weirdo pulls up on a bike and is just like riding next to her.
No, I'm not kidding. Like, it was a weird dude approached me. And I'm like, what am I going to do? Because Otto's a full block ahead of me.
I was not a full block.
Doesn't care about his wife. So I just started yelling really loudly in Spanish to scare the guy. Get your off. Get his on. I started going off. And so the man was like, and then he kind of
And that's when I noticed, because I thought she was talking to me when she started screaming about like that. And then I turned around. And as soon as I turned around, he took off. But it was weird.
It was creepy, and it's my greatest fear, and it's what happened to this woman. According to court records, the victim was able to call for help from a phone that she snuck away from her captor, Segura. So she called. She's inside this mobile home. So when the sheriff's department arrived, and they couldn't get in because all of the windows were burglar barred.
Yeah, this was crazy.
There were cameras everywhere. Also, the exits to the trailer were barricaded with steel doors. So police...
Those guys are real sicko.
Oh, and they couldn't get in. Police first tried to use bolt cutters, and they couldn't. The fire department had to use power tools to cut through in order to gain entry and get the victim out. Now, there were guns inside there. She said that he would assault her against her will inside of this trailer and would hold her at gunpoint, hold a gun to her head. She was so afraid. She was so grateful for the authorities for saving her. For now, her name has been omitted from court documents, I'm suspecting to allow her to, you know, get right with her family and everything before the trial. I'm sure she doesn't want to do any interviews with news or whatever right now. Now, he did stand before the judge, and here's what the judge had to say.
Next person up is Abraham Bravo Segura.
So obviously Adrian is before the court, and the judge doesn't really know what the charges are. Listen to how shocked he is when the prosecutor reads to him why Segura is in court.
The defendant had kept the complainant locked inside a trailer for approximately 4 years.
How many years?
The DM said four.
So let me give you a background on the defendant. Segura is a barber, tattoo artist, and has never had any kind of problem with the law. And when you see him in court, you can go to @DanaCortez on Instagram.
So he has absolutely zero priors.
No priors, and looks like a regular guy.
My heart is going out to the victim's family off top, who's, you know, you have to go through 4 years of thinking she's just missing.
Abraham Segura did address the judge, and he's trying to defend himself.
I just would like to defend myself because the story is just one-sided.
Well, of course it's one-sided, fool. You had this woman locked away.
Up,
like, what are you trying to defend? But you have to understand, somebody like that, you know his mental is not right. His mental is not okay. If you have the capacity to lock a human being away,
something ain't right, no.
Oh, absolutely. He continues to try and ask the judge to allow him to give his side of the story.
So can I defend myself?
We're not going to argue about the facts of the case today because it's not going to change my mind on what probable cause is.
I mean, sir, they had to use blowtorches to get into this place to free that woman. What?
This is,
what's your excuse?
So far, of all the stories we've done, this is the, the suspect. He's the most interesting of all to me because he's so smart in some areas, but yet lacks his moral compass. It's really an interesting dynamic into the
most psychos don't understand what they're doing is wrong, and that's why they can justify it to themselves.
This is some type of serial criminal behavior who probably has done this before, and this time he decided, I'm gonna keep this person contained as my prize. I mean, you see these patterns in people, and someone like this, I don't believe, can be rehabilitated.
No.
So I hope he's put away for the rest of his life. We'll follow this story as we get closer to the trial date. And of course, like I said, you can watch the video and get more of the story at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I'm going to share a study with you. If you're a parent and you want to raise successful kids, this is what you need. A psychologist named Margot Biznow interviewed 70 parents whose children all turned into highly accomplished adults. Mm. And they're sharing 5 things that you need to do with your kids to achieve the same.
All right. I want to hear this.
This is good.
Maybe I need the advice.
Kick this thing off, DJ Automatic.
All right.
Yeah, you go first. I go last. Automatic.
In case you missed it, Botox might be taking years off your face, but a new study says Botox can ruin new relationships.
Why? Oh, you don't say. Well, because
why is that?
Okay. You're shallow if you get both. If you have a fake face, you can have a fake soul.
Okay, well, that might be one take, but here's what the researchers say at UC Irvine. They tested a bunch of people, and before and after Botox injections, they found that people had a hard time understanding a partner's emotions and couldn't even pick up on signals. Like hooking up at the bar, yeah. So
you're talking about frozen face.
Yes.
Well, you shouldn't get that much Botox. I get Botox, but I can still move my face.
Have you seen some of these 23-year-old girls out here though that have like Botox that you can't even?
Let's have this discussion.
Please tell your husband to show me these 23-year-old girls he's looking at.
Well,
I want to see.
That, you know, there's a pressure.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I literally posted a photo of Kim Kardashian unedited, right? Like her booty and all the cellulite and dimples, everything we have. All women have these things. If you're 20, don't worry about it.
Those fine lines it's okay.
It's all part of life. We all have lines
Everybody
and texture.
Ages.
Well, I think that if you're really young and you start getting filler.
You look like a freak. I'm sorry.
You don't look like a freak.
Some of these girls with their lips, they don't look good. I'm telling you right now, you look like a blowfish. It doesn't look good.
Stop.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Dude, let's go.
Somebody needs the hard, honest truth out there.
I was going to say it ages you a bit, but you go ahead with your blowfish.
Yo, your husband's reckless today, Dana Cortez.
But, you know, Botox is ruining our relationship because of his comments.
Yeah, dude, look what it started.
Hold on. I'm not done with my study.
Enough.
No.
I'm done with you.
In case you missed it, TikTokers surveyed over 100 tattoo artists in Australia, and all the tattoo artists agreed on one thing. You should never get your partner's name tattooed on you.
I told you.
Common sense will tell you that.
unless you are married. They said sometimes if you're married, it works out. You know what I'm saying?
Beyonce, how many Jay-Z marriages don't work out at this point? I think it's about 50-50, right?
So our marriage has worked out.
It has. Ours is part of the 50 that's worked out. But there's a lot of them that don't work out, and they people's names on their body.
I'm glad I get my first two.
There you go.
Tattooed on my body. But I don't have any tattoos. Will you come with me on our, that's a long way away, on our 20th anniversary and get our names tattooed somewhere secretly on our bodies?
I'll do it on my right butt cheek.
Okay.
For real?
No.
Oh, man. I'm getting excited.
Look, I'm not saying I have somebody's name tattooed on me, but I'm saying if there's a laser tattoo removal company out there, you know what I'm saying? Holler at your boy.
You talking about your dainty A's?
Hey, I'm saying we can work something out. We can work something out.
Call us. We're looking for an endorsement. All right, so in case you missed it, there's a psychologist by the name of Margot Biznow, and she shared a study at CNBC.com. She talked to 70 parents who raise their kids to be highly accomplished adults, and here's the five things they suggest we all do with our own kids so they can do the same. Be successful. They must be risk takers. This is number five.
That's the only way to win in life.
Yeah. If you don't take a chance on something, nothing ever happens.
Can I throw the term in, calculated risk?
That's a good, yeah.
I don't know, because some of my best lessons have come from what people would call failures.
Oh, no.
What he's saying is don't just take risks just to take them.
I'm quitting this job. You know, I got no money for rent. Yeah, I get it.
It's a calculated risk.
Dana, you've always grown up in a house full of women. Dudes, you got to, hey, bro, chill a little bit.
Think about it. Okay, number four is you have to encourage your children to be self-starters. Your parents can make it happen for you. Your teacher can't make it happen for you. You got to make it happen for you. Number three, what are you passionate about? Try to turn that into making money.
I feel like you're talking to me.
Oh, and as a parent?
Just me personally.
Okay. But automatic, hold on, because one of your parents was encouraging and the other wasn't.
Well, good thing I didn't listen to him, huh?
Okay. Number two, make sure your children are curious. And she mentions in this study.
Like, bye?
No, like ask a lot of questions. My nickname as a kid was 21 questions.
Oh, let me tell you, I was the. Right, Nate, I dog? Remember my mom's right. cousin Moy telling me, stop asking me questions. Stop. But you have to be curious. And one of the things all of these parents did was limit children's social media. We've seen studies that it takes away from their own imagination. So let them go outside and play and develop their own curiosity. But number one is persistence. It's never no in my mind. Where I come from, I grew up in poverty. And I always had to keep pushing and pushing and pushing and trying to climb that ladder. Every single step. Where am I going next? What am I doing next? It's always persistence. And it is to this day with me. Sometimes I'm tired of being persistent.
I don't even feel like these are lessons for kids. I think that every person can apply this to their own life.
Automatic. I love that. Please send me a DM right now. Follow me on Instagram at Dana Cortez on Instagram, and I'll share this study with you.
So you're saying right now that sometimes in life, no means just not. It doesn't mean never. It just means not right now.
In certain situations, of course.
Unless it's like sex, then that means no. That's a hard no.
That's a very no.
Stop.
Yeah.
Right there. No.
You know the difference, yeah. Anthony A.
We hope you know the difference.
Me too.
Hit me up for the study.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Bad Bunny got beat up. I'm talking bloody. And he's riding a horse with Kendall Jenner, and he's on the back of the horse. She's in the front. There's a lot. I got video. I got photos. And I got more, too. It's the Best Gossip Daily Dirt brought to you by NHTSA. Don't text and drive, but do, Anthony A., give us famous people's birthdays.
We have Pharrell celebrating his birthday. Juicy J and wrestler Dominic Mysterio celebrating his birthday.
I want to talk about Jennifer Lopez. I've had the pleasure of meeting her several times. She's sweet, unlike some paparazzi like to say about her. This new business venture, though, it did catch my attention because it's alcohol, and she's told me she doesn't really drink, and I know her husband, Ben Affleck, is a recovering alcoholic. Here's what she's calling it.
DeLola.
So her family called her Lola growing up, so that's where the name comes from.
I mean, it basically looks like a fancy 40.
Well, it is a spritzer, and I think that her and Ben are cool co-signing because of this.
DeLola is lower in alcohol than classic cocktails.
Okay, I get it. So there you go. So take a little sip every now and again. Mm. And it sounds like something for me because I'm not really a big drinker, but I don't mind something that tastes good.
I want to see J-Lo drink it first because in the ad that I watched, she sure didn't put the straw in her mouth, but she didn't drink anything.
She never took a sip?
Nope.
All right, now let's talk about J. Cole speaking on the pressures of society. Listen to what he had to say.
I'm envious of people who don't have strong desire or strong vision. We live in a society and a culture that pushes, it's like a hustle culture, never. And work hard, boom, boom, boom. And I think people could feel, insufficient for not having some great dream to dream. And I'm like, no, it's a blessing to be satisfied.
I feel like this J. Cole thing is over a lot of people's heads.
I don't think so. I think that Keeping Up with the Joneses used to be your neighbor. Now it's literally in your face on TikTok and Instagram constantly. And,
you gotta keep material, up with the world
now. Oh my God, the material. I gotta get that bag. I gotta get those shoes. I gotta get. It's such a false way of living because it's not real.
And such an interesting way to humble brag if you're J. Cole. Like, oh, like, I'm such an overachiever.
Yeah. I'm like kind of rich. I'm only worth like $100 million.
Reminds me of an old Mexican proverb about a Mexican fisherman. The Wall Street dude comes up and the guy's got the boat and he takes him out. He's like, hey, I can help you make a lot of money doing this and then you can retire on the beach. And a Mexican fisherman's like, I'm already living that life.
Oh.
So you know what I'm saying? If you want the full story, send me a DM and I'll give it to you. And then finally, Bad Bunny on WWE, he got chokeslammed.
Don't do this, priest. It's going to cost you, man. No! Oh, my God!
Bad Bunny's face was bloody. He looked like he was torn up.
He's doing really good in the WWE.
Oh, like, he is.
He has such a great
You call that good? Getting chokeslammed is a good thing?
Yeah, dude, he's playing a great heel. The beef that he has with Rey Mysterio's son is really well played out. And he was also in WrestleMania. Like, what? Bad Bunny's living every guy's dream.
He really is. The man is with Kendall Jenner, riding a horse. And he's obviously never done that before. You should see these pictures.
He's riding the back of a horse, okay, with the woman in the front.
Yeah, she's in the front.
He's no Prince Charming.
That's a better position, dog. You know what I'm saying? I've never ridden a horse, but if I'm going to have Kendall Jenner, I'm going to have him in front of me.
I mean, when you make it that kind of argument, I guess it makes more sense.
Photos are up at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Go check him out. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I love ranch dressing. In fact, America loves ranch dressing. It's the number one dressing in the country. They've got a new flavor coming. And I'm so excited. Wait for food news. It's time for hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. Halfway to the weekend, my name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Vegan Friendly Essay.
Let's talk about the movie theater. Dungeons & Dragons, Honor Among Thieves is number one at the box office.
Shout out to all my fellow nerds.
Man, $38.5 million is what they earn opening weekend. I know that for sure Michelle Rodriguez is in the movie. I believe also Chris Pine is in the movie. And the ratings are like through the roof. I'm not a Dungeons & Dragons person, but now I kind of want to go see the flick.
I have not seen the movie, but I know how big it was. Like, my cousin was a huge Dungeons & Dragons kid growing up. Now he's a programmer, computer programmer, which is pretty much...
Good for him.
Dungeons & Dragons is really good for the imagination. You guys ever played?
Well,
when I was little. I haven't played since I was probably 10 or 12 years old.
I've seen grown men playing in the park. Dungeons & Dragons. Remember?
They're not playing Dungeons & Dragons, Dana. That is a whole other game, okay?
Anyway, what it looks like it. Now we're going to move on to food news. Hidden Valley is offering a new flavor, Hidden Valley Ranch Pickle. And I cannot wait to taste it. My mouth is literally watering. It's the same creamy ranch you love with a hint of pickle tartness. And it's available only at Walmart, where I like to do a little grocery shopping.
On brand.
Like, you're going to see a bunch of little Mexican girls with their...
I never knew so many people ate pickles till they moved to New Mexico. I love pickles. I'm a best-made girl myself with some popcorn. I'm a fan of a hot mama.
The hot mama pickles, boy.
Movie theater?
Yeah, or the laundromat, wherever you want to get them. Those are good.
All right, National Day, Anthony A.
Let's go ahead and start with National Flash Drive Day. That's like, nobody even uses flash drives anymore, right?
I carry one with me just in case that has music on it.
Why? You have like four of them in your bag. You don't even know what's on them.
He's a self-proclaimed nerd. So that's enough reason right there. It's also National Bell Bottoms Day, which are making a comeback, I see.
I love bell bottoms. My mom, you couldn't have told her she wasn't a disco queen back in the day. She had this jumpsuit made in 1984. I still have it and it fits me and I love it. And when I wear it, people say, where'd you get that? My mom, circa 1984.
All right. And, you know, shout out to dudes because now it's bringing bootcut jeans back.
Which I finally got like a nice little collection of jeans and now they're not in style anymore.
Otto, your legs are too big for bell bottoms.
What do you mean they're too big for bell bottoms?
Thick thighs and thick calves. Yeah. You put some bell bottoms. Look like you flying away somewhere.
Like a little tutu for your ankles. Yeah. All right, and we'll wrap it up on National Deep Dish Pizza Day.
Hey, yo. Shout out to the best deep dish pizza from Pizza Hut, the mini personal pans.
Did not see you saying Pizza Hut in that one.
When I was little, it was such
what
a
is that
treat.
Place called? Giordano's?
Whatever. I don't care about Chicago. Nobody know about that when I was little. When I was little, going to Pizza Hut was just, it was such a big deal. And I would do the reading program. The more books I read, the more pizzas I got. And for some reason, the Pepsi tasted better out of those red cups.
Now I'm starting to understand why you're so excited about this pickle flavored ranch dressing. That's okay. Let's see what your favorite pastime is.
Put it on your pizza.
Were.
Pizza.
Yeah.
Exactly. Let's give it a try.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier inside the Dana Cortez Show, Dana was explaining how her and DJ Automatic went for their usual run and DJ Automatic left her in the dust. And at that moment, she was approached by a strange man on a bike who she had to scare off by herself. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to recap that story and see if DJ Automatic was in the wrong or if Dana's a little too slow. Plus, we're going to give you some safety tips when you're outside running. I was welcome to Two Dudes.
One Studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And we're
yes,
here to talk-
I am the worst husband ever, I guess. Okay. That's what it sounded like right there from the jump.
Nah, dude, not at all, dude.
Damn.
That's you looking in the mirror maybe a little bit, bud. Nobody was saying anything. I wasn't there. I was just recapping the facts. Was any of that in?
No, I guess it's the guilt that's talking.
It's okay. No, I get it. I don't. Dana says she runs fast, but I've never seen Dana run.
So the thing, let's give everyone some context.
Please do.
We go on a run almost every day, and
you and your wife, Dana Cortez, not me.
And we take the dogs with us. I'm the one who is in charge of the dogs. The dogs like to run a little bit faster. Sometimes Dana doesn't like to keep up with me and the dogs.
No. So now your frightened wife is completely by herself and you have the guard dogs?
Yes. So back to being the world's worst husband
again. I didn't know that part of the story. Everybody left her, even the people, even the beings with four legs. Oh, God. All right. And then the strange man on the bike rode next to her and
just
she
rolled up on her and she started swearing at him in Spanish, which in turn I thought she was talking to me.
Well, yes.
So that's why I turned around and then I was like, what's this guy doing? And so I went back because I thought he was just going to try to talk to her. I thought it was, but then he was like, it was weird.
Hovering around a little
weird.
Yeah,
it was weird. And so when I went back over there, he took off on his bike and went the other way.
Okay. On a pedal bike?
Yeah.
Ooh, even awkwarder because it's like a slow getaway.
Yeah. So, it wasn't like I could be like, what did you want?
Yeah, no, damn. All right. Well, you know what? Everyone made it through that story to be here and we're talking about it now. And I think you can live and learn from that, right?
Yes.
What are you going to do? You know, like give Dana a head start now? Or?
No, I'm going to give her 5 ways to stay safe when she's running
okay.
by herself.
This is for her and all the ladies out there or anybody who ever feels threatened when you're running by yourself. Go ahead, DJ Automatic.
First thing you got to do is run in the daytime and in a populated area. Okay. We were not in a populated area, and I would say it was dusk. Okay. It was getting dark.
Let's go.
The next one is don't wear headphones. Don't any kind of headphones. No earbuds, nothing, because you got to be able to be aware of your situation, hear everything that's going on. All right, the next thing, ladies, I'm a big proponent of this one, carry pepper spray.
Okay.
Because that'll put about anybody down, stop anybody in their tracks.
Yep.
GPS tracker needs to be on, so turn on your tracking on your phone when you go for a run. I think that's smart. I think that if something were to happen, somebody might be able to find you quicker. And the last thing they say is take a self-defense class.
Okay. One thing I'm not trying to do is make a joke of this because this is, you know,
it was
a serious
scary.
Thing.
Yeah.
It's scary, and it's kind of sad, like, as a dude, now you got to think about all the things that women have to consider for just going on a run, bro.
So after that happened, that's the realization I had. I was like, man, I got to really look out for Dana because nobody's ever going to try to steal me. Nobody's going to try to steal you.
First of all, you don't have to say it like nobody's going to try to steal me like that. Like you're trying to say like I'm damaged goods. You're trying to say nobody on a bike.
Nobody wants us, Anthony.
Somebody wants me. Somebody can steal. Like you can't steal what, you know, wants to be taken. So, hey, come get me. Whatever you want to do, all right?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.